Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org, for Monday, January 26, 2009. A Palestinian man from Gaza dies of wounds sustained earlier this month, and Israeli troops kidnap civilians in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian man was reported dead on Monday in a hospital in Egypt after succumbing to wounds he sustained during the latest Israeli attack in the Gaza Strip. The man, Mohammed Al-Bura'i, 29, was moved to Egypt several days ago, the Palestinian consulate in Cairo reported. Al-Bura'i is the 30th Palestinian to die in Egypt after sustaining wounds in the latest Israeli attacks. The Israeli army embarked on its military offensive on Saturday, December 27, 2008. For 22 days, homes, schools, mosques, UN centers and media agencies were attacked by Israeli air, sea and ground forces. The Palestinian Ministry of Health last week has blazed the death toll in Gaza due to the military offensive at 1,330, with at least 5,000 injured. Doctors say that of those 1,330 killed, there are at least 400 children. Israel announced unilateral ceasefire on Sunday, 17th of January 2009. In the West Bank, Palestinian shepherds reported on Monday that Israeli settlers attacked them on lands located near Tubas city in the northern part of the West Bank. According to shepherds, a group of armed Israeli settlers attacked them and then threatened to shoot them and their sheep if they do not leave. The settlers said that next time they will shoot to kill, the shepherds reported. The land is located near an Israeli settlement and it's owned by local farmers. The Israeli army kidnapped at least 18 Palestinian civilians on Monday during attacks targeting West Bank areas. 11 of those kidnapped were taken during a military attack targeting the village of Hussan near Bethlehem city. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura.